Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom, where your English will improve. My name is Gabe. Well, in today's lesson, a guy named Jason goes on a vacation to Hawaii. Everyone would like to go to Hawaii, right? So what could go wrong on a vacation to Hawaii? Well, the title of our lesson is The Balcony. We're going to see what goes wrong with Jason's vacation to Hawaii. Open up your magazine and let's begin. Here we go.
The Balcony. What a start to a dream vacation. It was 10:30 p.m. by the time Jason opened his hotel room door. He was finally in Hawaii. His hotel was right on the beach on the beautiful island of Kauai. He'd read about the Garden Isle. He couldn't wait to explore its green mountains, white sand beaches, and tropical forests. He dropped his bag near the bed and set his wallet and cell phone on the desk. He could hear the whisper of the waves right outside.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 Isle 这个名词。Isle 是指岛屿，多半用于岛屿的名字或者是比较文言的叙述。例如 ,The couple spent their honeymoon on the paradise isle of Bali. 这对夫妻在美如仙境的巴厘岛度蜜月。或者是 ,The journey was an exploration for more undiscovered Caribbean isles. 这趟旅程是为了寻找更多未知的加勒比海的岛屿。继续我们看的是 tropical 这个形容词。Tropical 是指热带的或者具有热带特质的。例如 ,The tropical atmosphere of the restaurant attracts many customers. 这家餐厅的热带风情吸引了许多顾客。或者是 Singapore has a tropical climate, hot days and rainy afternoons. 新加坡是热带气候，白天炎热，下午会下雨。它的名词是去掉字尾的 al 加上 s。前面加上定冠词 the tropics 是指热带地区。例如 a disease originated in the tropics, 一种源自于热带地区的疾病。
I really like that, Rebecca. This makes me want to visit Hawaii too.
Yes, I would love to go to Hawaii. Actually, Gabe, I've been to Hawaii. I've been to the island of Maui, but Kauai...I've never been there.
Well, maybe you should go and visit. I really like the way it says here. He couldn't wait to explore its green mountains, white sand beaches, and tropical forests. Friends, if you're writing something, you want to use descriptive words to bring your writing to life and paint a picture for your readers. Now, I really know what this place looks like. It's got green mountains, white sand beaches,and tropical forests.
That's right. Now, the title of our lesson is The Balcony. I wonder why our lesson is called The Balcony. It kind of sounds like a mystery.
Yeah, I wonder, because there was nothing in this first reading that mentioned a balcony, right? I guess we're going to have to wait and find out. Well, we read here, what a start to a dream vacation. Rebecca, what is a dream vacation?
Well, my dream vacation is going somewhere, maybe up in the mountains, where it's very peaceful, relaxing, not a lot of people, lush green trees, and maybe even a waterfall, hiking.
Yes. Okay, so that is your dream vacation.
Yes.
Maybe it's the place in the world that you would love to go the most.So what is your dream vacation? Where would you really like to travel? We read, it was 10:30 by the time Jason opened his hotel room door. And before we move on, what does that phrase mean? It was a time by the time he did something. What does that mean, Rebecca?
Well, this just means that it was a certain time before you actually did something. So maybe you were expecting to arrive somewhere at a certain time, but then you don't actually arrive at that place until later on. So we could say, for example, we were supposed to leave the house around 11 in the morning, but it wasn't until late afternoon by the time we actually left.
Or it was midnight by the time we arrived home after the concert that night. We planned to arrive home earlier, but it got so late. It was midnight by the time we actually arrived home.
Exactly. Or you could also say, it was 5 o'clock by the time the party actually started. It was supposed to start at 3, but you know how parties are.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they end up starting later than expected.
And it was 10:30 by the time Jason opened his hotel room door. It looks like he's been traveling for a long time, and he's finally in Hawaii. Well, hey, speaking of Hawaii, are there words from the Hawaiian language and other languages that would be useful for us to know, Rebecca?
Well, Gabe, I think we should go visit the guys in the InfoCloud. They might be able to answer that question.
The English language has one of the largest vocabularies in the world, but that doesn't mean it has a word for everything. So, here are a few useful foreign words that we think English should officially adopt soon.
The first is the Japanese word boketo, and it means to stare vacantly into the distance without thinking about anything in particular. Something I'm sure you've all done before, right? Well, now you know what it's called.
All right, next, instead of saying the cumbersome 7-syllable English phrase, the day after tomorrow, why not use this 1-syllable word from the Georgian language, zeg? Hey, what are you doing, zeg?
Very useful. Okay, have you ever scratched your head to help yourself remember something you've forgotten, as if the act of scratching your head will trigger your brain's memory?
Yes, I've seen people do this, like when they're trying to remember where they put their car keys.
Or when they're trying to remember an English vocabulary word. Well, there's a word for that. It's called penapo'o, a word that comes from the Hawaiian language.
Another great word that English needs. Friends, do you ever panapo'o?
不知道你会不会觉得背英文单字很痛苦？你也许觉得一个语言怎么会有那么多的单字啊？其实英文还是有一些缺口。举一个简单的例子，我们中文讲的前天跟后天。 英文就没有专门的单字，它必须依赖yesterday来表达前天, the day before yesterday. 同样的,后天就要依赖tomorrow来表达, the day after tomorrow. 其实很多的语言有一些单字是英文没有的,像日文的boketo,这个字表示神情茫然地注视着远方,英文就没有相等的字。还有penapo'o,这是夏威夷文字,表示 因为想不起一件事而抓头，这也是一个无法翻译成英文的字。这就是今天的InfoCloud，我们下次云端见。Thanks,
guys. Boketo, that means staring into space. Gabe, what are you doing, Gabe? Friends, I think Gabe is staring into space. Okay, Gabe, wake up.
Huh? Oh.
Hello, yes.
I'm so sorry, Rebecca. Yeah. I guess I was daydreaming.
Yeah, right. And what were you daydreaming about? The balcony?
Beautiful islands like Kauai. You know, we did teach a lesson about Kauai not too long ago, and I believe we have a picture of this beautiful place. We read, his hotel was right on the beach on the beautiful island of Kauai. Yes, I would love to go here.
Wow, that is beautiful. I would love to go there too. Wow, I wonder when I might be able to take a trip. Maybe next week?
I don't think so, Rebecca. You need to be here teaching with me. Well, friends, this place does look really beautiful. And as we read here, his hotel room is right on the beach. He could see a lot of beautiful things, the scenery, the beach, the white sands, the tropical forests right around him. And we read on here, he'd read about the Garden Isle. Rebecca, what is the garden aisle?
Gabe, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the garden aisle is none other but the island of Kauai.
Oh, so it's kind of like a nickname for Kauai.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay, so friends, if you hear someone talking about the garden aisle in Hawaii, you know they're talking about Kauai.
That's right. Well, continuing with our lesson, we read, he, that is Jason, couldn't wait to explore its green mountains, white sand beaches, and tropical forests. Now, let's take a look at this phrase, couldn't wait to do something. That just means that you're very eager and anxious to do something.
That's right. For example, if it's your birthday, I know a lot of little kids, they say, I can't wait to open my birthday presents. Or if it's around Christmas, I can't wait to open the Christmas presents.
That's right. Or maybe you have a trip planned to Disney World. We could say, Sammy can't wait to go to Disney World. Or if you enjoy cooking, you could even say, I can't wait to get into the kitchen and start cooking.
Well, friends, Jason could not wait to explore Kauai's green mountains, white sand beaches, and tropical forests. It does sound beautiful. He dropped his bag near the bed and set his wallet and cell phone on the desk. I wonder if that's an important detail for our story.
I think it's probably a very important detail. Well, he could hear the whisper of the waves right outside. Sounds very peaceful.
Yes, the whisper. The whisper of the waves. I would love to live in a room just like that right next to the beach. Well, friends, we do have more, so stay tuned. That is beautiful. Oh, hey, friends. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. I was just looking at nice pictures of Kauai right here on my cell phone. What would I do without my smartphone? I know a lot of people who feel the same way. They can't go anywhere without their smartphones and their cell phones. They need to have it on them at all times. And a guy in our story, his name is Jason. He also had a cell phone with him. I believe it's a very important piece of equipment, and I think we're going to find out why. Let's enjoy the next reading for the day.
The balcony. He opened the sliding glass door and stepped out onto the balcony. He wanted to feel the ocean breeze and breathe the warm, fragrant night air. He slid the door closed behind him to keep the bugs out of his room and heard it click. Several minutes later, Jason pulled on the door. It didn't move an inch. He pulled and pulled on the door, but it wouldn't budge. Panic set Jason's heart racing. He had locked himself out of his room.
OK, 接下来我们看 fragrant 这个形容词。Fragrant 是指芬芳的或者是香的。例如 ,the air freshener can make your car smell fresh and fragrant in an instant.这个空气芳香剂可以让你的车子瞬间闻起来既清新又芬芳。它的名词是 fragrance, F-R-A-G-R-A-N-C-E, 例如 The fragrance of daisies reminds me of grandma's garden. 雏菊的香气让我想起外婆家的花园。继续我们看的是 budge 这个动词。budge 是指移动或挪动。例如 We tried to push the van to the side of the road, but it didn't budge at all.我们试着要把箱型车推到路边，但是车子一点都没有移动。Budge 也指改变主意或动摇。例如 ,the real estate agent tried to persuade the owner to settle for a lower price, but she wouldn't budge. 这位房地产中介试着说服屋主便宜点卖出，但是他完全不为所动。And now, let's get back to our teachers. Oh no, Gabe!
Jason is locked out of his room. What is he going to do?
I know. Like I was saying earlier, it's important to keep your cell phone on you at all times, just in case something like this happens.
Well, he wasn't intending to get locked out of his room.
I mean, I know.
Who plans on those type of things happening?
But that's what happened with this kind of sliding door. It just locked shut. Well, friends, let's learn something else here. He opened the sliding glass door and stepped out onto the balcony. Now, there are many different kinds of doors, right? Doors that swing open like that. And there's also the sliding doors. And this is the kind of door that he stepped through to go out onto the balcony. And as you just saw here, a picture of a balcony, this might have been kind of like the balcony that Jason stepped out onto.
That's right. And of course, in our lesson we read, he wanted to feel the ocean breeze and breathe the warm, fragrant night air. There's nothing wrong with that, right? Well, he slid the door closed behind him to keep the bugs out of his room. And there's actually a great phrase in there that we want to talk about, to keep something out.
Well, yes, we do need to talk about that phrase, to keep something out. But first, let's take a look at the little word slid from this sentence. He slid the door closed behind him. And actually, this is a past tense form of the word slide. Okay? So as you read in that first sentence, there is a sliding glass door. It slides back and forth, right? Well, if you can slide something, then the past tense is slid. He slid the door shut.
Well, you know, Gabe, talking about this word slid reminds me of when I was a kid. As a kid, I loved sliding on our hardwood floor. I would run, and then I would just slide. It was so much fun.
It is a lot of fun, especially if the floor is nice and smooth. You can slide across the floor. All right, well, friends, we go on here to talk about this phrase, to keep something out. As Rebecca mentioned, you want to keep the bugs out of your room in a tropical place like Hawaii, right? Well, here's another way you could use this phrase, to keep something out of something. Keep your dirty hands out of my bag of chips.
That's a great example, Gabe. Or you could also say, it would be best to keep the children out of the kitchen until lunch is completely ready.
All right, so he wanted to keep these bugs out of his room. Well, we read on here that Jason pulled on the door, but it didn't move an inch. He pulled and pulled on the door, but it wouldn't budge. And then panic set Jason's heart racing. All right, and when you feel panic, that means you feel really, really nervous. And yeah, if you're panicking, your heart will probably start beating very quickly.
Well, you know, Gabe, do you know what time it is?
It's twin time!
That's right. We want to take a closer look at this word racing with the twins. So let's go there now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Closer Look Twin Time.
I'm your teacher, Christina.
And I'm your teacher, Serena. Today, we are going to take a closer look at the verb race, which means to move very quickly. Let's look at our sentence for today. Panic set Jason's heart racing. Jason's heart was moving so fast because he was in a panic. Okay, let's look at an example sentence. Kristen's heart started racing when she stepped onto the roller coaster. Do you remember your first time on a roller coaster? Was your heart racing? I remember my first time on a roller coaster. I was about 10 years old, and my heart was racing throughout the whole ride. Now, I love roller coasters. All right, I'm going to teach you another meaning for the word race. This time, I will teach on the noun race, which is a group of people who are similar because they have the same physical features or genetic traits shared by the group. Let's take a look at an example sentence. What race are you? In other words, what nationality are you? Where do you come from? Some examples of races would be French, Italian, Spanish, Indian, etc. So, What race are you? I am a mixture of a few different races. I am Taiwanese, German, and Irish. Well, that's all the time we have for now. We'll see you next time.
Jason had finally made it to Hawaii and the island of Kauai. It was 10:30 in the evening. His hotel was on the beach. He could hear the waves right outside. So he dropped his bag by his bed and put his wallet and cell phone on the desk. And then he opened the sliding glass doors and stepped out onto the balcony to feel the breeze off the ocean and to breathe in the fragrant air. He closed the door to keep the bugs out of his room, and then he heard a click. A little later, when he went to pull on the door, it wouldn't move at all. No matter how many times and how hard he pulled it, it didn't budge. His heart started racing as he panic set in. He was locked out.
For today's challenge, we have found two of our English teachers here, Hazel and Serena. Or is it Christina?
You got it right. It's Serena.
All right, Serena. Thank you, too, for joining us. All right, as you can see, the words to choose from are tropical, fragrant, click, and panic, all words from our lesson today. All right, here are the sentences. When the fire alarm went off, there was a brief blink in the building.
Oh, I know.
Yes, Serena?
Panic.
Let's see. There was a brief panic in the building. I believe that is correct. Good job. 1 point. Jayo, Hazel. Here we go. Blank islands, like Hawaii, often have beautiful palm trees and ugly cockroaches.
I know.
Yes, Hazel.
Tropical?
Let's see. Tropical islands, like Hawaii, often have beautiful palm trees. Yes, you are correct.
Yay.
Good. 1-1. This is getting intense. Okay, here's the last sentence. You will know that your seatbelt is fastened properly when you hear it blank.
I know. Click.
Click. Hold on a second. Fasten properly when you hear it click. Yes, that is the correct answer. Wait a minute. We have no winner today. Actually, both are winners today.
Yay!
Great job. And I know you got the answers too, friends. We'll see you next time right here for the SC Challenge. Nice job.
That was great.
Oh no, what's going to happen to Jason? He locked himself out of his room.
Gabe, stop panicking. You're going to find out what happens tomorrow. And you will too, friends. So make sure you join us again right here on Studio Classroom.
Goodbye.